Hey, so it's just me, Kelsey, for this episode, and I told Matt, I said, you know what would be so cool is that we have podcasts where we come in, or episodes where we come in, and we do a podcast together, and then we have one where, like, I come in and I say, hey guys, it's Kelsey here, and then I have, you know, some episodes where it's Matt. You know, Matt has a lot of ideas and thoughts and things that he wants to say that, I mean, he coaches me. He is my coach. And I think, I don't know if I posted this already or not, but we actually recorded two more episodes together. And I think in one of those episodes, I talk about how much he has coached me. Literally, he was almost crying just because, to be honest, like, he said that is the, What's the word? What am I looking for? That is like the highest honor for me to hear from you, is that you feel like I'm your coach. And it's true. He is. He's helped coach me so much. So I'm trying to push him out of his comfort zone, get him to come on here with you guys, record a couple of his own episodes by himself. But there's just that underlying thing there of, you know, the fear and the unworthiness and feeling like he's not good enough and he's got to have this, you know, perfect way to do it, and all the things that stop us, right? And so I'm gonna go on here and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna make him do it, and we're just gonna do it. And whether it's messy, sloppy, nobody relates, nobody understands. You know, it's so funny because right before I got on here and I recorded this, our last episode that we posted, which was the process behind the process, it was just us chatting. Like, there was no structured, scripted, like, topic thing. Like, it was just us literally talking, and I kind of got in my head a little bit after I posted it, and for the next few days, I was thinking, man, people are going to listen to this, and they're just going to think it's, like, that we just wasted their time. They just wasted 30 minutes of their time. Like, why would they even listen to this? This is so stupid, right? And I kid you not, that is the episode that I got a comment on that said, this was so profound. Thank you so much. It just goes to show you that when you just, like, let down your walls and you do it messy and you do it vulnerable and you do it raw and real, that is the most relatable, that is the most connective thing that you can do, is to not try to be perfect and to not try to have this, like, script where you are trying to have this profound, like, add value, where you are not putting this, you're not putting this, what's the word? My kids are also interrupting me at the same time. but you're not putting this label or this thing on where you can only say it if it adds value, okay? So then you feel like that's where the perfectionism comes in. So I wanted to talk about this because I'm taking this course and it is so amazing, but you really kind of have to, okay, I'll just lay it all out for y'all. I've been feeling this disconnection from sales and marketing in the online space for a long time, a long, 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 long time, for years. And I couldn't really conceptualize how I was feeling or put it into words. And honestly, I thought, well, maybe you're just being lazy, Kelsey. Maybe you're just being lazy. Maybe you just don't have a strategy. Maybe you need to, like, get yourself together. Get yourself together, Kelsey. You need a strategy. You know what I'm saying? And coming from a place of where, like, 3-4 years ago, that's all I taught was strategy, automation, systems, like, copy paste. It has just, this last few years, the atmosphere of online sales has just shifted. And I think we all know that and we've all felt it. We just kind of feel like we're alone in that. And I want you to know that you're not. There is a massive collective body of us who are tired of the old paradigm of business, of this copy-paste, here's how you get more engagement, here's how you do this, this is the next thing, buy this course. But, like, you go on Instagram and you are just bombarded with all these courses, and you just, you get stuck in consumerism, and you buy this course and you buy that course and you buy this course, and because you're plankton. You're trying to find the secret formula. I hope my SpongeBob people really appreciate that. you're plankton. You're trying to find the secret formula. The next thing that's going to unlock it all the magic, that's going to just fix all your problems, right? And it really, you know, this last several years, and then taking this course that I'm taking right now, is just kind of, which again is a course in itself, right? But I don't really like to look at it as a course. I like to look at it as sort of like mentorship. But anyways, we're just uncovering and unlocking, and I'm uncovering and I'm unlocking this realization, this validation that the things that I've been feeling aren't wrong and aren't weird and aren't, for lack, how do I explain this? Thinking that if I do it the way I want to do it, that it's actually going to be wrong and it's not going to increase my business and my revenue, and it's not going to make me more money, and it's going to leave me in a place where I'm like, Kelsey, it was totally stupid that you pivoted this way and that you did it this way, because if you would have done it the other way, the way that everybody else is doing it and telling you to do it, it would work. Because I've already seen success being in the system, being in the way that people market, you know, all the things that the business coaches tell you to do. Like, I have done those, and it can work. It does work at a certain level. I have had success. But I think I only had success because I also brought in that other side of me that was super authentic and raw and real and vulnerable. And when I say, like, that I acted like a complete moron on Facebook Lives, I'm not exaggerating. I can't even go back and watch my lives because I look like a different person. I literally look like an idiot. I kid you not. So imagine you going into the online space, being just your full, unfiltered, raw self, posting the most stupid, like all the things that you would send your best friends, all the things that you would send your siblings when you're like joking back and forth to each other and sending these stupid pictures of like grass hanging out of your nose and a unibrow on your forehead, like all these just really dumb things. Imagine yourself creating that kind of content for years and growing a massive following out of it. And then imagine stepping into this new, we got to acknowledge the COVID hitting and then 3 years of going backwards and losing that funness, losing that joking side and the fun side and the personality and the losing the childlike play, and then jumping into a different kind of business, like a more high level, high ticket business. And because people, you know, through all the years of watching you act like an idiot, starting to resonate with you and relate to you and find you funny, and they just love following you and watching your kids, and like, see, like, it had nothing to do with the business. It had nothing to do with the makeup. It was me. They followed me. They could have went and bought makeup anywhere. They followed me. And then, you know, feeling like it all crumbled and going through postpartum, all that stuff, and then going into high ticket business and having massive success right out the gate, to the point to where like literally millionaires are coming and following you and watching you. Right? And what I realized is that when I got these people who were, in my eyes, ahead of me, above me, at a better stage of their life than me, all wondering how in the world I'm moving so fast. Like, when I realized I had that visibility, it made me shrink. It made me start to feel like, well, I can't act like an idiot anymore because I got to be serious. I'm a high ticket money making coach, successful coach, 300K commissions, 8 months. Like, I can't show up with grass in my nose. I can't show up acting like an idiot. Like, I got to be professional. I got to look a certain way, talk a certain way. Content has to be of a certain topic and of a certain strategy and of a certain style and aesthetic and this and that. And one side of me is like, yes, I'm ready for that and I want that because I admire the people who look like they have it all together. But the other side of me that, like, I don't know if it's the side that drags me down or if it's actually the side that is what's held me together, you know? This is what I'm exploring. But there's the other side of me that is like, no, like, let's do it messy and let's bring fun into it again. And let's just be childlike and just connect with people and just relate and have fun and laugh and cry and just be human. Like, let's just be human with other humans. And if business happens, business happens. And you know what's crazy is I feel like that childlike energy inside of me is what has always been the motivation, or what's made me love online sales and business, because I could do it my way and I could attract my people. I wasn't forced to be in a room full of people that didn't have the same energetic vibe as me. You know, like, hey, when you're online, there's a block button. There's a delete comment button, you know, there's a hide post button. And so it kind of has allowed me to be in a room of people that are like me, and sales was fun and easy. And then I think I just felt like I had to perfect and perform. And that's, I just want to leave you with this message, because I'm just learning through this course and through all of these things that I've been feeling over the years, but kind of felt like a little weird that I did business different than other people did business. I've realized that I'm not there's other weirdos out there. There's a whole group of weirdos out there. The weirdos of marketing, which makes it so fun, right? Everybody wants to join the weirdo club. Everybody. Who doesn't want to be a weirdo? You know what I mean? Even the top performing perfectionist, they got a weird side. So it's like being okay with being yourself. And I know that that's what everybody says, be yourself. But actually, are you really truly being yourself? Are you really truly treating your social media as if it was your diary, or as if it was a conversation between you and a sibling, or you and a best friend, or you and somebody that you trust, a spouse? Are you treating your social media as a form of self-love and as a form of art and as a form of expression, as a form of connection, as a form of showing up for the people that care about you the most? Or are you treating the online space and your business as a transaction, as something that is supposed to fill all of your emotional needs, as something that's supposed to fix all of your childhood trauma and is supposed to make you all this money so that, you know, you can just overlook all the parts of you that haven't been healed yet? And are you treating your business as a transaction in the sense of, why am I not getting any engagement? Two people like your post, that's two humans on the other side of that screen that said that they care about you. And when you think about it that way, that's meaningful. That's not something to dismiss. But we have gotten stuck into this paradigm or into this matrix or into this system, whatever you want to call it, of business that is so dehumanized and so just robotic and AI and so, well, I'm mad if my reel don't go viral. Excuse me. Even if you had 10 people that watched your reel, that's 10 humans on the other side of the screen who took time out of their day to say that they care. When did we become so transactional and so dehumanized that, and here's the thing. This is it. We dehumanize people in business and in our following because we first dehumanized ourselves. I'm gonna let that set with you for just a second. We dehumanize people on the other side of the screen because we've dehumanized ourselves first. And when I heard that, sorry, the baby's in the background. Hi, bubby. When I heard that, it just shifted. Okay, let me say this. It didn't even really shift. It brought me back to knowing that the way I've been feeling, that this is why I was feeling that way. It's that dehumanizing of marketing and not being grateful and appreciative of the people who show up and support you. And so that's why I will tell you, I have never cared how much engagement I got on something. If I post something and it gets one like, I post something and it gets 200 likes, great. Both of those posts I made because I wanted to make them. I feel the same way about both of those posts. Because both of those posts came from me, a human. And my voice, my opinions, my thoughts, the words coming out of my mouth, they all matter. I matter. And this is something that I had to work on and I had to continue working on. And then I felt like I lost. And now I'm working on again is that I matter and you matter. Everything that you're going through, you're experiencing, you're saying, you're doing matters. The fact that, like, if we truly, and all of my faith-based people, hear me on this. If you truly believe that you were created by God, why do you allow how many people like a post that you made on social media determine your worth? Why do you allow how many sales you make your first month determine your value? Like, where did we go so far left that all we look at is metrics and results? That's not the business I want to create. That's why I say I don't ever look at my metrics. I don't ever look at my metrics. I don't ever look at my, I don't devalue myself because I got less likes or less views on like people say, well, I only got 40 views on this one and 100 on this one. So what? Like, that's 140 views. Wow. Great job. Like, amazing. So what if one video didn't get as many views? So what? Like, what do you want me to say to you? That tells me that you don't see your value and your worth. And you don't also post things on your social media that actually have meaning and matter to you. Because all you're looking at those metrics for is conversion and transactions. If you truly cared about what you were saying and you truly knew your worth, it wouldn't matter how many people responded, reacted, liked, commented, anything, because you knew that what you were putting out into the world had value in itself. The post itself has meaning and value. The words coming out of your mouth has meaning and has value. It doesn't matter who else, how many see it or like it or respond. Right? And I think that is the total opposite of everything that we're being taught. We're taught, here's this one magical trick to help you explode your engagement. Here's this one secret thing that you need to pay for to find out that is going to just shift everything in your business and bring in more sales. And it's like, that, you know, all you're going to be doing is just getting a quick fix and you're going to be right back where you started. Until you see your business as art, as a place where you can come to create and connect, and a place where you can, you have this incredible opportunity to spit words out of your mouth and connect with other humans from all over the globe who also like the words that you're spitting out of your mouth. Like, what a time to be alive. What a time to not be restricted and limited to just who is in our physical surrounding, but to have access to the entire world through a tiny little 3x5-inch device. Like, the amount of the what's the word I'm looking for? Just the privilege. The privilege to be able to do that. I mean, our parents, you know, grandparents, great grandparents, like, they, until this last, what's it been, like, 25, I don't know, some 30 years, we couldn't even call people. We had to, even years and years and years ago, I had to go on horseback to get to places. You know what I mean? Like, imagine the disconnection in that, right, from the world. But here's the funny part, is that we have the ability to connect with the entire world, but yet we're the most disconnected than we've ever been. And that's because we treat people as this thing that we need them to do for us to fill some sort of emotional need or some sort of gap or some sort of thing to heal us. So one thing that I heard that totally just made this all make sense for me is, if you were to write this, you know, heartfelt post or whatever it is, it doesn't have to be profound, just if you were just to make a post on social media and it didn't get the engagement that you wanted it to get, it got 2 likes, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? If you made a post and you got 2 likes, what does that mean to you? So what? And if your answer is, my post wasn't good enough, my voice doesn't matter, nobody cares, this isn't working, anything like that, that right there is what you need. That's the wound that you need to heal. That's the wound that you need to heal. Your business isn't going to heal it for you. Whatever you feel when you do something and you don't get the result that you wanted or you hoped for, that feeling, that's the wound that you need to heal. And for me, a huge part of it was, and I still feel like I'm trying to figure this out, because I'm someone that's never really cared about the engagement and the metrics. And that's why it is hard for me to coach some people who just are so in their head about, well, I'm doing all the things and this isn't working. Well, if you were doing all the things, if you were truly doing all the things, you'd be getting results. Like, let's be honest. So I've just always been somebody that's just pushed past it. Been like, okay, who cares? Like, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep talking, keep saying, more visible, more visible, more words, more words, more posts, more posts. Like, get it out there, tell all the people. And I was just so driven. But I have found myself here the last several years feeling this shift and feeling off and going backwards, where I did start to feel like, you know, I wasn't good enough, you know? And one of the things that I always did as a kid was that expectation to get straight A's and to, you know, be great at everything that I do, like that high achiever sort of feeling. If I'm not highly achieving in my business, I can feel like I'm not good enough. And whenever I was walking across stage as number one and roller and set, and then everything fell apart and I'm no longer pulling those achievements, those results, then it's like, why am I not good enough anymore? That's the part of me that I got to go work on, is the feeling of not being good enough. It's not about authentic voice and this and that and every, like, you can go buy a million courses that can teach you all those things. But if you don't attack and fix the underlying thing, the feelings, the wounds, then business it's just not going to be sustainable. It's not going to be scalable. It's not going to be something that removes the transaction from your business and removes those feelings that you're feeling. Here you go. So anyways, I just wanted to share some thoughts with you. I wanted to come onto this podcast and share this with you because there's so many things running through my head and I want to like have them all perfect and this perfect way to like package this all up for you. But another thing that I've learned through this course is that the packaging don't matter. Mommy. All right. It's just doing it, and the packaging just slows you down. Trying to make it look pretty and sound pretty and package it all up in a perfect way, that doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't help me. It doesn't serve me. So I'm just going to go with it, and I'm just going to speak, and however long it is however long it is, and that's it. That's it. That's all she wrote. So anyways, I hope this podcast gave you some value. And if it didn't, it don't matter, because it helped me. So, you know, but the part of me always wants, I hope this gives you value. I hope it adds value to your life. But you know what? Even if it don't, it added value to mine, because I know that my words matter. I matter. I'm important. I am good enough. And this will help however many people it's meant to help. Or maybe none. But that's okay, because this is my body of work that I am building and that I am doing so that I can continuously get better and better and better and better. Okay? Love y'all. See you next time. Bye.